All India Radio presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Balsa Williams. The headlines. President Ramnath Kovind approves imposition of governor's rule in Jammu and Kashmir with immediate effect. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to interact with farmers this morning through Namo app invites people to join the interaction. RBI revises upwards home loan limits under priority sector to give a fillip to the low-cost segment. The United States quits United Nations Human Rights Council, condemns alleged bias against Israel. And in FIFA World Cup today, Portugal to take on Morocco, Uruguay to face Saudi Arabia, while Iran to play against Spain in Russia. President Ramnath Kovind has approved the imposition of governor's rule with immediate effect in Jammu and Kashmir for 6 months. Governor N.N. Vohra had yesterday forwarded his report to the president for imposition of governor's rule after the BJP pulled out of the coalition government and Chief Minister Mehbooba Mufti tendered her resignation. The state constitution provides for governor's rule, unlike other states which see president's rule. In Jammu and Kashmir, 3 Jaish-e-Mohammed terrorists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Hayuna Thral area of South Kashmir's Pulwama district yesterday. Talking to AIR, Director General of Police JNK, SP Ved, said that the gunfight erupted yesterday after a joint team of Army and CRPF launched a cordon and search operation against some terrorists.
Thral ke ilaake mein Jaish-e-Mohammed ke terrorist ki presence ki khabar mili thi, unko cordon kiya, change of fire mein 3 atankwadi mare gaye jo Jaish-e-Mohammed se taluq rakhte the, unme se ek Pakistani tha aur 3 hathiyar baramad hue hain aur hamari suraksha balon ki taraf se 5 logon ko goli se zakhmi hue jisme ek deputy commandant hai CRPF ke.
The Prime Minister will interact with farmers at 9:30 this morning through Narendra Modi mobile app. Mr. Modi in a tweet said hard-working farmers are the pride of the country. He invited people to join the interaction with farmers and said it would be wonderful to hear about their accomplishments. Our correspondent has filed this report.
During the interaction, Prime Ministers will discuss initiatives related to doubling the farmers' income. He will also highlight the development and advancement in the agriculture sector. Agriculture Ministry has described the initiative as historic. The interaction will be broadcast directly by Krishi Vigyan Kendras, Common Service Centers, Doordarshan, DD Kisan and Akashvani from all over the country. People will also be able to interact with the Prime Minister through Narendra Modi app. With Dipendra Kumar, Vasundhara, News, Delhi.
Defence Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said the defence sector is more prone to cyber threats and there is a need to safeguard the country's cyberspace from possible attacks. Ms. Sitharaman emphasised to create a workforce in all establishments in accordance with the nation's vision to become a dominant force in cyberspace. She was speaking after the inauguration of a workshop on cybersecurity framework in the Department of Defence Production in New Delhi yesterday. Niti Aayog CEO Amitabh Kant has said the centre has saved 90,000 crore by digitally transferring money to beneficiaries of 440 government schemes. Speaking at an event organised by CII in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Kant said India will be the first country in the world to make debit or credit cards redundant. He said the government is ahead of the private sector in financial inclusion. The Parliamentary Standing Committee on Human Resource Development has invited suggestions on issues relating to functioning of University Grants Commission. People can send their suggestions to Rajya Sabha Secretariat, Room No. 14, Parliament House Annex, New Delhi within 15 days. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. The Reserve Bank has revised the priority sector lending PSL guidelines for housing loans with affordable housing definition under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana. The Apex Bank said that housing loans of up to 35 lakh rupees for dwellings costing less than 45 lakh rupees will be treated as priority sector lending to give a fillip to the low-cost segment. Our correspondent reports that PSL is relatively cheaper than the market interest rate.
there's a condition that the overall cost of the dwelling unit in the metropolitan center should not exceed rupees 45 lakhs and 30 lakhs at other centers for being classified as priority sector. The RBI has further revised existing family income limit of rupees 2 lakh per annum for loans to housing projects for economically weaker sections and low income group. It has now been revised to rupees 3 lakh per annum and 6 lakh per annum respectively. This has been done in alignment with the income criterion specified under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana. Prarthana, AIR News, Mumbai.
The Apex Bank has tightened norms for liberalized remittance scheme, LRS, by making quoting of the permanent account number or PAN mandatory even for transactions below $25,000. The RBI issued a notification in this regard yesterday. Under the LRS, all resident individuals, including minors, are allowed to freely remit up to $2,50,000 per financial year for any permissible current or capital account transaction or a combination of both. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has called off his 9-day sit-in at the Lieutenant Governor's office. Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia told media that Mr. Kejriwal took the decision yesterday as bureaucrats started attending meetings with the AAP ministers. Earlier, Lieutenant Governor Anil Baijal asked Mr. Kejriwal to meet the officers urgently to address the concerns of both sides. A special court in Chennai has summoned former Union Minister P. Chidambaram's wife, son and daughter-in-law to appear on the 25th of this month in connection with a black money plaint. The court issued the summons yesterday on the basis of a complaint filed by the Income Tax Department. In Madhya Pradesh, the principal bench of the High Court has ordered the state to get government bungalows occupied by former chief ministers vacated within a month's time. The Jabalpur bench, in its order yesterday, pronounced an amendment unconstitutional in which the state government had provisioned residences and allowances to former chief ministers. President Ramnath Kovind arrived in the Surinamese capital Paramaribo on the second leg of his three-nation tour to Greece, Suriname and Cuba. He was received by Suriname President Desiree Delano Boterse early this morning. After his arrival, Mr. Kovind paid his respect at the Mahatma Gandhi statue. External Affairs Minister Sushma Swaraj has arrived in Luxembourg on the third leg of her four-nation tour to Italy, France, Luxembourg and Belgium. During her stay, Swaraj will call on Grand Duke of Luxembourg, Henry Albert Gabriel Felix Marie Guillaume and Prime Minister Xavier Bettel. The United States has withdrawn from the United Nations Human Rights Council and condemned the alleged hypocrisy of its members and bias against Israel. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley announced the decision in Washington alongside President Donald Trump's top diplomat, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. The announcement came after the top UN human rights official criticized Washington for separating migrant children from their parents who are seeking asylum after crossing into the country from Mexico. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said he regretted Washington's decision. The International Day of Yoga will be observed tomorrow. In Uttarakhand, the main function is being organized on the lawns of the Forest Research Institute in Dehradun. Our correspondent reports that Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to participate in this mega event.
In Dehradun, preparations are underway on a large scale for over a week to organize the International Yoga Day function. To make the event successful, several walks for yoga have been held in the city in the past few days, including the one undertaken by Chief Minister Trivendra Singh Rawat and Cabinet colleagues. People from different walks of life, large numbers have registered themselves online and offline for this mega event. Three yoga training programs at Dehradun and Haridwar have been held for the participants. Sanjeev Sundarial, AIR News, Dehradun.
And now news from FIFA World Cup.
Host Russia have virtually sealed their place in the last 16 of the ongoing FIFA World Cup. At St. Petersburg last night, they beat Egypt 3-1. The victory was assured when Artem Dzyuba scored the third goal in the 62nd minute.
Dzyuba brought that down beautifully. He's got a chance and he scored! Russia running riot! Three on their way for sure now. You'd think.
Russia thus took a huge step towards the knockout phase of a World Cup for the first time in 32 years. The lone goal for Egypt came through star forward Mohamed Salah when he converted a penalty in the 73rd minute. Russia, who had thrashed Saudi Arabia 5-0, now led Group A with 6 points. Egypt, who lost to Uruguay, are yet to update their account. In the Group H encounter at Moscow's Spartak Stadium, Senegal beat Poland 2-1 to record the first African win in the current tournament. In another fixture of the same group, Japan made a dream start to their campaign, beating Colombia 2-1. They became the first Asian side ever to beat a South African team at the World Cup. In today's three matches, Portugal will take on Morocco in Moscow at 5:30 p.m. Uruguay will face Saudi Arabia at Rostov-on-Don at 8:30 p.m. while Iran will play against Spain at Kazan at 11:30 p.m. with S. Rangarajan, Somnath Das, Sports Desk.
And now for an overview of today's newspapers, it's over to Abhishek Kumar.
Thank you, Valsa. Two big political developments on Tuesday dominate newspapers this morning. BJP ends uneasy PDP pact in J&K, states the Asian Age. BJP's national note on Mehbooba's divorce, says the Pioneer, after Mufti experiment over to Army. Headlines the Times of India adding, in preemptive strike, BJP brings down Mehbooba, goes for governor's rule. Bid to restore strong Modi image, observes the Asian Age. The other big story is headlined by the Hindustan Times as Delhi deadlock over as CM ends sit-in protest. Kejri Babu's dilute stance ends standoff in Delhi government, writes the Times of India. The Asian Age reports, Kejri ends 9-day protest, assures Babu's of safety. In other news, the Times of India reports, 52 asylum seekers from India branded illegal migrants put in US jail under the Trump administration's tough zero-tolerance policy against illegal immigration. The UK government has directly linked the exclusion of Indian students from a list of countries offered easier visa norms to India's refusal to sign an MOU on the return of illegal immigrants, notes the Tribune. And finally, the Times of India reports, conservators discover hidden Mughal treasure of a stunning discovery of hidden paintings, some even in gold, on the domed ceiling of the Subs Burj near Humayun's tomb, the first time early 16th century wall paintings have been found on a monument in Delhi. And with that, it's back to you, Valsa.
Thank you, Abhishek. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Ramnath Kovind approves imposition of governor's rule in Jammu and Kashmir with immediate effect. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to interact with farmers this morning through Namo app invites people to join the interaction. United States quits. United Nations Human Rights Council condemns alleged bias against Israel. And in FIFA World Cup today, Portugal to take on Morocco, Uruguay to face Saudi Arabia, while Iran to play against Spain in Russia. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.